Welcome to SportsMed Res's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. Over the past week, we've had two posts on sportsmedres.org. That's res.org. In the first post, we introduced an international consensus statement on defining and recording medical encounters at mass community-based endurance sports events. In our second post, we summarized a study where the authors found that while 84% of people expected to return to pre-injury levels of activity after an anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction, only 24% of them actually managed to do so within 24 months of surgery. If we take a closer look at that second post, we find that the authors completed a prospective cohort study to investigate return-to-activity expectations before and after anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction, and decipher which factors related to a change in expectations. The authors included 675 participants who reported pre-injury participation as highly or frequently competitive, and who had less than prior than two ACL reconstructions. All participants had the ACL reconstruction surgery followed by identical rehabilitation protocols and return to sport criteria. Prior to ACL reconstruction, all participants completed an original return to activity expectation survey generated by the researchers. They also completed the MARCS activity scale. 12 months after the anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction, all participants reported their current level of activity compared to pre-injury levels, which they could classify as no return, return to training, return to lower level, return to the same level. If the person did not plan to return to pre-injury level of activity, then they explained why. Overall, 91% of participants expected to return to activity, with 84% expecting to return to pre-injury levels of activity. A patient who is undergoing their first ACL reconstruction, or who was male or younger, had higher expectations than their peers. At follow-up, only 24% of participants who expected to return to pre-injury levels of activity managed to achieve this goal, while 9% gave up all sports participation. More than 1 in 7 participants gave up sport participation after an ACL reconstruction, including those who expected to return or not. The most common reasons for giving up sport were fearful of re-injury and did not feel their knee was ready. Females and participants with a history of a prior ACL reconstruction were more likely to give up on sports than their peers. Overall, the current study provides some interesting data regarding differences between patients' expectations and the reality of returning to pre-injury levels of activity following an ACL reconstruction. The authors demonstrate that only a quarter of patients who undergo an ACL reconstruction meet their expectations of returning to a pre-injury level of activity. A strength of this study is that these participants expected to return to pre-injury level of activity. Hence, it's unlikely that other life events, such as graduating from high school or college, influence their return to play. These are important results to consider when discussing realistic expectations for return to activity with patients who will undergo an anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction. Furthermore, it may be beneficial to talk to patients about their fear of re-injury and refer patients as needed to help address these concerns. There are two points of concern which may help clinicians interpret the results. First, the study included patients undergoing a revision ACL reconstruction. While this was only 11% of the cohort, these patients already had experience with what to expect after an anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction, and could potentially have a negative outlook given that they had failed after their first ACL reconstruction. The authors showed this by noting that 88% of participants undergoing a primary anterior cruciate ligament reconstruction expected to return to pre-injury levels of activity. In contrast, only 63%, 2 out of 3, agreed with that idea among those who underwent a revision. Secondly, while participants reported expectations prior to surgery, no reference to time was made. Future research would benefit from asking patients not only about their expected level of activity, but also in what time they expected to return. Potentially, a patient could anticipate returning to pre-injury level of activity after 12 months. Until more research is done to address this concern, clinicians should be honest with patients about return to activity rates and address patient concerns about fear of re-injury and their knee not feeling ready. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. This week's most popular post was an article about a presentation by Dr. John Kelly, who has contributed to Sports Med Res in the past. The short article discusses how hip pain or limited range of motion may affect the shoulder and elbow in baseball pitchers. And if you're an athletic trainer who's looking for evidence-based practice CEUs, then please check out our 6 online evidence-based practice courses that are available through the Human Kinetics website. We'll have links to our summaries, the courses, and the news article on our podcast website and in our show notes. Remember, you can always follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.